Child factor at Stockton.
Yeah, if you can tell us about the child factor.
There were two. One was in the brook at Sutton, which is now Darwin's Sanding Gravel. Darwin, is it Darwin's plant hard?
Yeah, it? The haulage.
It's not haulage now, it's a plant hard job.
Yeah.
It's in Darwin's yard at Sutton, in the brook. That was one factory there. But my grandfather erected a factory at Sutton Station, adjacent to the railway, so they could have a siding in and load the stuff when it was...
That was the same railway that went round by Haddon?
Oh, yes, that was the Sutton Ely line.
Yeah.
Yes, Sutton Ely line. That was the line, and they had the factory there, built up, and it was a big place.
Several sheds, then?
Oh, great big place. They used to come in with their loads of stuff, and they had conveyors, elevators.
Oh, so it was mechanised.
Oh, yeah, to take the chaff up when it came in. Say they cut chaff up in a pen.
Yeah.
And they'd put it in the elevator, and that would take it up to another floor, and that would be dropped down on another elevator, and that'd be taken across somewhere else. And then they'd mix it up with some hay, which had been cut.
Yeah.
And the hay and the chaff were mixed up together. Well, now you ask about nosey. Well, the nosey was steam put in the chaff. It was cooked. And it used to have quite a nosey smell to it. And people could smell this ever so far off. They say all drakes are cooking, and they could tell by the weather, as you can smell the beet factory, as to where the beet... Now, you can
smell the beet, yeah.
I mean, you're up and it'll be a nice day today, we can smell the beet.
Well, would they have a big boiler then?
Oh, they had boilers, and then they had a great big cylinder, and they used to force steam into this cylinder. That's how it was cooked.
And they put the chaff in with it, would they?
The chaff would be put in there. The chaff was put in the top, and it came out the bottom. There used to be some big doors which were put on, and then some, you know, how would I describe that?
They put a seal around it, did they?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. For instance, when a boiler is... when they washed a boiler out, they used to put some plugs in and then put a seal around.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's how the chaff was put in, and then the steam was forced into it. And now, when they used to open at the bottom, the chaff would start coming out, and it would come to be filled in some bags, chaff bags.
They're great big bags, aren't they?
They were big bags. Yeah. Nosey bags, if they were bags of chaff, they were £40 each. I think that's what they... I mean, we used to... Well, I've got a picture somewhere, there's 200... As far as...
I remember, on a big wagon.
That's right.
I remember the picture, yeah.
Yeah.
A real big size.
Well, that would be the ordinary chaff bag. But the nosey itself, the bag wouldn't be full because it was damp, it was wet.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was cooked.
Yeah.
But they used to mix that with the some of the hay what was cut up and some of the straw what had been cut up.
I'm with you.
And then that was made into a nice mixture, and the mixtures are all called different numbers and different varieties, just how you mix cereals.
Yeah,
and that was mixed. And then they were loaded onto trucks and taken to London, and Drake's had a depot at Arnold Road Bow, which was under some railway arches, and the railway arches were from 514 to 523 with a number of arches. And there's certainly these arches, and I think I'm right in saying the registered office was 500 and something. It was the registered office was there anyway, the company.
And they transport this mosey down then?
And that was sent up by rail. And then it could go to Devonshire Street, which was the station in London for it, and then they carted around with their vans, which they had, some horses and vans, and then people would, they'd have it to supply the people who got horses. There's horses food in London. They also sent some to Birmingham and Manchester, but they only had a depot in London.
So it was quite a big business. Well, your grandfather, he was a tinker, wasn't he, or something?
He was a tinker originally.
And he rose up to build...
Well, then he started doing the... Richard Drayton Sons Limited was formed in 1856. That's when it started.
This was the chaff factory, wasn't it?
The chaff business. Well, well, you see, it started with threshing for the farmer.
So he contracted thrashing first, did he?
He did the thrashing first, and then the farmer didn't want all that straw.
Yeah.
And what's more, he didn't want to pay for thrashing. So he got that.
Ah, yeah.
Now then, wheels within wheels. Will you come and thrash for me, Mr. Drake? Yes. I'll come and thrash for you. I just want some of the straw.
Ah.
We have all the straw you like.
Yeah, so... The farmer didn't part with any money, but your grandfather got the straw and got to his chaff factory.
That's right. And then he had to get the hay to mix with it. Well, then when he was on holiday in Norfolk, he saw around Hickling some rush stuff which is grown around the marshes. He thought that would make good fodder for our chaff to mix in with. And so they ran some engines down to Norfolk, bought some of this stuff up, and loaded it on rail at Stanham Station, railed it back to Sutton.
Good.
And they used to spend a time down there cutting this up and bringing it back to mix him with his food, mix him with his horse food. And that's where he got the name of his house from, Hickling House, which was my grandfather's abode, where he lived in Sutton.
After the marsh?
After Hickling House. That's why you see the name in Sutton of Hickling. They say, wherever they get the name in Sutton of Hickling, where'd it come from? Well, he saw it in... He had a holiday down there. And then they used to go to Hickling.
To cut these reeds and that?
Cut the reeds up. And it was some of the rush stuff, what they grow on. Some rush stuff which would do to mix in with their other straw and hay to make a nice mixture.
So he got a big concern there, and he was pulling in raw materials from all over the place.
That's right. And this place at Sutton, it was quite a big place. I haven't got any pictures of it, but I understand there's a Mr. Darby at Sutton still got some of the pictures of the old factory, because it's now I think there's something else there now, I believe there's a firm there making some municipal implements. I think there's a firm at Sutton down there. At Sutton Station.
Well, didn't your grandfather or someone have a Savage engine at one point?
Oh, they had Savage engines. My grandfather had enough Savage engines to want some men to come and repair them. And so he got in touch with Savages at Lynn.
Yeah.
And said, well, now, I want some men to come and repair my engines.
How many did he have at this point?
Oh, I don't quite know. I can't tell you how many he had, but I said, well, if you want some of our men to come and work for you, Mr. Drake, you'll have to give them a good house to live in. That's all right, he says. I'll build two houses for them. And he built two houses for them in the brook, and they're there now. One man stayed in Sutton and didn't go back to Lynn. His name was Pinch, Mr. Robert Pinch.
Yeah.
He eventually left Drake's and went and run the Meeple pumping engine. But the other man was named Jack Seaman Bridges, and he went back to Lynn. And now I connected these up as a little boy. There was Pinch and Bridges. Said, one man made the bridge and the other one pinched it round. That's what I used to say as a little boy.
Yeah, so you remember the
names.
You're
not recording all that.
No. So, good Lord.
But those two houses are still in the brook at Sutton.
And
not, they're still there. One's called Carisbrook, and I'm not sure, I don't think the other one's got a name, but one of my uncles went to live in Carisbrook when he first got married. And I think they had a little alteration done. And now, another thing, when they built this chaff factory near Sutton Station, my grandfather said, well, I must have some houses for some men to live in. And he built some houses, and they're still there. And what do you think he called them? The district where they went to live in London, where their depot was Bow. And he called these Bow Cottages, and they're still known as Bow Cottages today. For some people who are old, and of course, a lot of people bought their own houses and altered them, but they were Bow Cottages for the workmen, for Richard Drake's workmen in Sutton. And now then, another thing, Richard Drake was progressive. He had electricity. Early on, you can realise and you can appreciate that a chaff factory wouldn't want lighting up by gas or oil lamps, would it?
Yeah, because with the dust and all the stuff flying around.
It wouldn't be safe to have hay and straw with open flame.
Yeah.
So they had electricity put in.
This must have been early on then.
They had an engine working at the back of Hicklin House in the works. Had a, I'm not sure whether it was a gas engine. If it was gas, I mean, I can remember going there in 1910 and seeing my grandfather turn a little handle to a fan, getting the fan ready to heat the flame up for the engine to start at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was there at 6 o'clock in the morning, I was only 10. And I'd walk from Haddon.
You walked all the way there?
Along the line.
So you lived in Haddon at one point?
I lived in Haddon in 1910. I'm telling this book, the dates and everything, when we went there.
So 1910, and that was down Hill Row, wasn't it?
Oh, down Hill Row.
Because I remember you talking to Johnny Wright about that.
That's right, we went down Hill Row. However, but they had a dynamo in and a set of accumulators to charge into, and the accumulators would keep the house going for light.
Yeah.
And the office. And then when they stopped the engine, when they'd have a light, it'd only be about a, I'm not sure what the voltage was, but the early voltages, which I can remember us having when we lived at Ely, were 110. Whether that was 110 at Sutton, I don't know. But when we lived at Sutton, they put the bungalow up, which I was born in, to put it up in the night.
What?
It was built in sections.
Yeah.
It's all in this book. Here we are.